Absolutely humbled to be speaking to one of WA's finest. We will claim him forever. The one and only Tim Minchin. How are you, Tim?
Hi, Ange. I'm good. Yeah, really good, thanks.
So considering the year of all years for the arts industry has been, I don't know if there's a word for it.
Hellish, yeah.
Hellish, great.
Yeah.
You've managed to be an extremely busy man. Last night, you dropped your live sort of stream for the world to see. It's up for 48 hours.
Yeah. So I've been for years really working on this album, my first studio album, despite having been writing songs for a long time, obviously. And because this year all kind of shut down and all the live touring went away, we just set about trying to figure out how to firstly keep making stuff so for people to enjoy, and also to kind of keep employing people and keep my little wedge of the industry alive. And so we put loads of energy into releasing this concert that we recorded a few days ago, and then rushed through mix and edit. And yeah, you have to buy tickets to watch it, which is this new kind of model. And it's only up for 48 hours and then it disappears.
And if people are hesitant to do these live stream concerts, yeah, or, you know, semi-live stream things,
yeah,
don't be. I've sat on a couple this year. And do you know what? What it does, it gives you a front row seat in your own house to this amazing concert that's been put together with so much love and passion and wonderfulness. And, you know, I was, of course, I was sitting there with a glass of wine last night watching it, and it's amazing. And I would just say, you know, do it. It's fantastic. But
yeah, well, I think it's taken a little while, although it's only been a few months, I guess, and everyone's been scrambling for ways to make sure people, you know, that the industry doesn't die completely, and that culture keeps, you know, getting fed. And so we really thought, rather than trying to replicate going out to a gig, which you can't do because you can't get the stench of stale beer in your nose and stuff, we set the whole thing up so it makes people feel like they're in the room with us. So yeah, and people are really liking it. And of course, what I'm doing in the concert is playing through all the songs on this album, which is weirdly released today. So the whole thing's been sort of designed to launch the record, basically.
Which is a perfect move into Apart Together, which is quite an amazing title, considering you've said you've been working on it for years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't. I mean, the song is one of my sort of bleak romantic love songs. The whole album's sort of really showing my tendency to be romantic about fairly unromantic things. And Apart Together is about how when you get married or commit to someone for life, that what you're really committing to is watching each other decay, right? which sounds a bit miserable, but actually I think there's beauty in that commitment to sort of going all the way, and all the horror that entails. And so the chorus of the song goes, girl, let's fall apart together. But then I decided to call the album Apart Together, and then Apart Together became a sort of COVID word, you know, one of these sort of hashtags about how we have to find ways to connect even though we can't connect. And in fact, the whole album, sort of listening to it now, which I don't do very much because it's not for me, but, you know, it has a totally different vibe against the backdrop of this year and everything. You know, some of the songs have been made much more poignant. It's really weird.
I've had a look on YouTube and watching the film clips that you've put together with this music. One particular stood out for me, and that's I'll Take Lonely Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How would you explain it? Because it's such a small moment in time. And I think, Tim, you've got this incredible ability, which is why so many people are drawn to what you create in whatever way it's created. There's so many outlets for it. But you take these tiny little moments in life that, you know, you could gloss over, and you make them sound so grand, I think is the word. And it's just the most human way of telling stories. You're able to get across this moment in time where, you know, someone's obviously hitting on you in a bar, and you would love to take that opportunity, but you're not going to.
Yeah. Well, I'm thank you for saying that nice stuff. And yeah, I guess I've been with my partner mostly since we were 17, and I wanted to write. I'm always compelled to kind of write honestly, but also to, try and find the beauty in an honest take on things. And I think we hear a lot of love songs that, you know, perpetuate this myth that there's such thing as a soulmate, and that you know, you could be excused for thinking, listening to pop music, that loves this thing that sort of happens in a blinding flash and then you're fine for the rest of your life. But of course, it comes with all sorts of challenges. And if you're away a lot, or even if you're not away a lot, many, many people come up against a moment when they could cheat on their partner. And, you know, in my industry, you come up with these moments a lot, not because lots of people hit on me, because I'm pretty gross, but at the same time, you're out and about and you're meeting gorgeous people and you're often out of time zone and it's late and you're away and there's alcohol, and you do have to make the choice again and again. And I think there's something beautiful to be got out of that. And also something beautiful in acknowledging that you really, really want to do the wrong thing. You know, it's not shameful to really, really want to shag someone else. You know, and I think exploring the humanity of stuff is much more interesting to me than just trying to find another rhyme for love other than dove, you know.
What's also quite phenomenal about this particular song for me is that you managed to take this concept of fidelity out of that, you know, the stereotypical way that we look at it and, oh, no, I've never cheated on somebody. Yeah. It goes through everyone's head. So you've managed to do that, but you've also managed to get in Pringles and Snickers into the song and it still remain absolutely beautiful.
thanks. Yeah, I'm really glad you like that lyric, because that's my favourite lyric on the record. I really like jutting the, you know, everyday crap of our lives up against grand themes, which is exactly what you said before. And I can't tell you how much that means that you sort of taken note of that, because that's kind of my mission, you know. And so Lonely Tonight has references to Jesus being tempted in the desert and Odysseus being tempted by the sirens. But of course, life sometimes feels like that. It feels grand and epic, and temptation is a grand epic thing that's been written about for centuries. And yet in the end, what you're left with at the end of a night is the wrappers of the stuff you've eaten from the minibar. And I really like putting those things, you know, both the poetry of life and the minutiae of life into the same line, ideally.
Tim, your mind is absolutely amazing. And
really tedious, actually.
I bet it is for you. I bet it's exhausting. I recently listened to, it's my favourite, I haven't got into a whole lot of podcast as of yet, but I do listen to Willosophy with Will Anderson. And I listened to...
Oh, yeah, he's so great.
Oh, I listened to yours and him only just recently, and it just took me on a whole amazing journey. So
that's great.
I've got breakfast radio time with you, but if somebody wants to listen to more about you and, you know, life and the way that your brain works and what you think about, I highly recommend that podcast. But we've got the album, we've got the link that you've got at the moment to your show, which I encourage people to get around. But we've also got to talk about the Perth Festival, 5th to the 28th of February, because that's a big thing for us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And because at the moment I'm really concentrating on these songs and this album, the festival is very sort of come to me with this idea of what if we did a big orchestral rearrangement of this record. And because, as I said, the songs do sort of resonate weirdly at this time, because there's a lot of stuff about being away from your loved ones and about time passing and all that sort of thing. And Ian Grandage is the artistic director of the festival. Full disclosure, he's a very old friend of mine. And I was actually a big advocate of him getting that job. I told everyone who would listen that he would be good. And he did this brilliant festival last year. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about Highway to Hell and all those great innovations, and also all his engagement with Noongar culture and the stories of our space. Excuse me. The stories of our place. And this year, of course, he's been given this huge challenge of trying to put on an international festival with no one allowed to fly in, except I'm going to come and do the 2 weeks quarantine, if it's still there, which hopefully it won't be, please, Mr. McGowan. But he's just put together this incredible festival that really celebrates WA art and is really supporting West Australian artists to try and step up to a kind of international level. My cousin's company, Freeze Frame Opera, is on the bill, and I'm just really excited by it and really proud of Ian. I think they're doing an amazing job.
Well,
that's my rant about that.
I would say dip your toe in the water with the online stream, then buy your ticket to Perth Festival, and then don't forget all the other amazing acts. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful to see you giving a big shout out on your social media to some of my West Australian absolute favourites, Gina Williams and Guy Gauss, with their performance of Court. Yeah. Oh, have you seen them perform before?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. But, I mean, that's part of the excitement for me, is just to be able to be back in WA and actually seeing stuff, you know, because obviously not only do I not get to work in my normal way, but I don't get to go and see all my friends' work as well.
Well, thank you so much for the conversation. You are silly, grand, clever. You're funny in a laughing with a broken rib kind of way a lot of the time for me. But I really appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you, Ange. I'm very grateful. I'll see you all in January in Kings Park.